T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett joining us live here on WBEN. Brad, a new report shows that there has been a downward trend in gun violence across the country. I mean, not every city, but in a lot of them. What exactly are the numbers that we're seeing this week, and what's behind them?
So let's look at this in perspective quickly. So you have the 2020 to the 2022 window where violent crime, gun violence crime, and gun violence in general went up disturbingly high. You have the pandemic, you have people at home, a lot of idle time, after school programs, or there's no school, right? So there's no after school programs, which have played a part in keeping kids focused in those idle hours between, you know, 4 o'clock and 8 o'clock. On a work day or a school day. And so as we come out of that into 2023, then 24, now we're into what, 10, 11 months of 25, there's been this steady drop in particular in gun violence. And I think it's attributed to some of these programs like after school coaches, basketball programs, a number of things that keep kids, as I mentioned earlier, busy. And, you know, also funding a thing called violence interrupters. And that's people that are from some the communities, let's say in Buffalo, that have higher gun violence or just violence rates, that they live in the community, they're older, they may have been in trouble in the past, this depends. But the point being, they fit in those communities and they can be extremely helpful in de-escalating gang violence and other issues of people wanting to harm others with firearms. So I think it's a combination of that. And the police can now spend more time policing and less time dealing with protests. And that's just one side thing, but it's a combination of all of those things, I think, that add to these impressive drop in numbers.
Brad, are you seeing cities going back to foot patrols, community policing, putting officers back in neighborhoods? Because a new survey here in Buffalo shows that residents support that because of car thefts and other nuisance crimes.
There are some cities that are trying that. In fact, many of us believe that putting cops in cars almost exclusively or on motorcycles, you have to do that to a certain extent. But the idea that you can literally walk, and I get that there are some super dangerous neighborhoods, particularly in the big cities, you have to be careful. But that's how you develop relationships, is being able to, in years past, an officer on the beat would, the guy who runs the dry cleaners, grocery store, pharmacy, he would know in his beat, he or she would know in their beat, who are the troubled folks that, have... Oh, it may be involved in trouble, you have information they're about to harm somebody, whatever it might be. But it's, I think the point here, it's all about people stuff. It's eyeball to eyeball people stuff, which all these after school things and other things are all about. It's like super local. And you know, one thing that really troubles me is that the current administration has cut the budget of many of these programs when they started whittling away at stuff in the budget. And so we'll see if that affects maybe the violent crime or the gun crime going back up. It sort of leaves it to the cities to sort of pick the ball up and pay for some of these programs that the feds historically have paid for. And that combined with, and I don't know about Buffalo, cities that are just down the number of officers. And that's a big problem, too.
Are these numbers, you mentioned 2020 and the huge spike that we saw, are these numbers really showing that crime is down? Or are we just taking a chunk out of the big spike and still above where we really should be? You know, for example, we'll hear over the past year or so, oh, car thefts down. Well, they're down from an insane record high that we saw a couple of years ago.
Well, correct. Like I said, that's why I started this conversation with you have to keep it in perspective. I mean, crime has all these historical bents to it. I mean, I can take you back into the, you know, 60s, 70s, and 80s of the crime issues back then, you know, super high in certain areas, et cetera. But I just chose to focus on what's going on now. But to your point, that's correct. They're still too high. There's no doubt that they're still too high. We just have to keep adjusting how we approach it in each city, and even more in particular, like sections of Buffalo that would require just more intervention because of the number of gun, you know, violence situations they have. So it becomes difficult sometimes because, as I mentioned earlier, do they have the money to do this? Do they have enough officers to do this? All of that stuff plays into it. It's a very complicated puzzle. We're trying to be somewhat simplistic this morning, but it's really, there's a lot, so many factors that affect different types of crime in different types of cities and counties.
Brad, thank you again.
You're welcome.
Crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett with us this morning on WBEN.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.